I'm Sean Crawford, along with Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. Among the topics on this week's business report, an employment rebound and a downtown restaurant expands. Tim, there's some good news when it comes to Springfield area jobs. Employment has gone up in the area.
This is something that Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce has been pointing out in the last few weeks. The employment level in Springfield at this point is higher than it was in December 2007, which we all know, according to the federal government, that was the official start of the recession. And a little bit on the downside, though, however, even though more folks are at work this month, a little over 114,000 in Sangamon and Menard counties, unemployment's still a couple of percentage points higher than 5 years ago.
That may be lost on people as thinking, okay, how can more people be actually working, but unemployment is so much higher than it was at that time? What's the reason for that?
The job market didn't grow as fast as the workforce. Now, we go back and forth all the time, folks debating who is unemployed, who isn't, who's in the workforce, who isn't, and that all gets very technical. The basic part of it is, more people found jobs, but more people entered the workforce, and that's a constantly changing dynamic. I suppose the bottom line here is the job market is growing slowly, but could use certainly some improvement in that in the new year.
Let's turn our attention now to downtown Springfield restaurants. We've seen a couple of them close recently, but another one has decided to stay and not only stay in business, but expand.
Well, we were at a point where we could have lost three restaurants on the same day, October 26th, in roughly a two-and-a-half, three-block area of South 6th Street downtown. Three restaurants were the Golden Frog Cafe, Garden of Eden, and Z Bistro, all at least had, by coincidence, a tentative closing date of October 26th. Now, as we've discussed, the Golden Frog, Garden of Eden, both did close that day. Z Bistro, however, decided to remain open. The owners and managers there, in fact, have decided to expand into the former Golden Frog space there in the 200 block, and that should be done in about a month.
And they say one of the reasons that they decided to do this was some of the efforts that are being made to improve the downtown area?
A couple of comments they made. We're going to give it another shot, see how this goes. They're counting on some of the things we've talked about in the past year of trying to get more residential and commercial growth downtown, because they will tell you, much like any other business downtown, they've noticed the significant loss of state employment downtown, some of the vacancies, so they're all feeling it. But at least in this case, they think maybe 2013 will bring something of a turnaround there.
And finally, one of the companies that was in the news a lot in 2012 for many of the wrong reasons, THR and Associates. You have an update on what's going on there?
Well, they filed for bankruptcy back in September, THR and Associates, and the founder, Jeff Parsons. It was a personal and corporate bankruptcy that's now beginning to work its way through the Central District of Illinois Bankruptcy Court here in Springfield. The next hearing in that is January 15th. These things normally take months. You can never really guess how court proceedings are going to go, Sean, but it is getting down to, at some point, getting this settled, it looks like.
And those people who have put in claims that they're owed money from this firm, have they got any better idea of when they might see some of that money?
Well, if you look at the court filings, there's dozens of filings in there of who is secured and who is not a secured creditor. So all of that's still being worked out. But we were told early on some of the folks who had checks bounced at some of the buying shows from THR probably won't see much, if any, of that money.
All right. Well, Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is the State Journal Register's business editor, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.